Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories. In 1932, the Bonus Marchers, or the Bonus Army as they called themselves, descended on Washington, D.C., hoping to be paid their promised bonus ahead of time to ward off the dire effects of the Great Depression. Although massive, the Bonus Marchers were generally peaceful and even optimistic. Here is a short song made famous from that time.
We're all the way from Oregon, parlez-vous. To get some cash from Washington, parlez-vous. You're going to see a better day when Mr. Hoover says, okay, hinky-dinky, parlez-vous.
I know who's made this country worth living in. It's just you fellas. Look, and a whole lot of people speak of you as tramps. By God, they didn't speak of you as tramps in 1917 and 18. No.
After the U.S. Senate defeated the bill that would pay for the Bonus Army certificates immediately, Congress appropriated funds to pay for the marchers' return home, which some marchers accepted. But the mood among the 5,000 or more who remained was sullen. The government, under increased pressure from local residents to remove the veterans, was also running out of patience. But government officials remained undecided as to what action they should take. Tension increased as the marchers set up picket lines around the government buildings, including the White House. On July 28th, Treasury Department officials asked the police to evict a group of the Bonus Marchers who had settled into their offices on Pennsylvania Avenue. But trouble soon started. Police fatally shot two veterans, and the protesters assaulted the police in turn with blunt weapons, wounding several of them. After the police retreated, the District of Columbia commissioners informed President Herbert Hoover that they could no longer maintain the peace, whereupon Hoover ordered federal troops to remove the marchers from the general area and force them back onto their massive encampment on Anacostia Flats. In our next Hidden History, General MacArthur oversteps his mandate. This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden Histories.